Welcome to the Gregory Digout Podcast.
Sometimes we so pamper ourselves that anytime we feel something, it's a crisis. Like I feel really anxious, it becomes a crisis. I feel really depressed, it becomes a crisis. Let me tell you something about how I deal with depression. Like I recognize it. Like if you ever saw the movie Beautiful Mind, it's a great movie with Russell Crowe, 2002 or something like that. But in this movie, he plays this professor that has all these hallucinations and he's psychotic. And at first his whole objective was to get rid of all of these hallucinations and get rid of, you know, he would see people talking to him. He would have these multiple personalities and he would have all these people show up and they would start talking to him, but they were all in his head. At the end, and this gives it away, so now you don't have to watch it, he still sees the people, but what he's learned is not to listen to them. And so every day I feel a depressing feeling. I just don't listen to it anymore. I used to make a crisis about it. Oh, I'm depressed. Every day I have an anxious thought and I used to stop and like give it attention and think, oh, if I have a depressing feeling, that means I'm depressed and I better sit here and just become depressed. I better sit here and let this depression talk to me. But I just started to just keep driving. You know, one time God spoke to me a year ago or so, and I was just driving in my car, and it was a Monday, and like after Sunday, I'd get this like hangover from, you know, all the church services. And I get these hangovers on Monday, like what could I have done different, and could I have preached better, and could I have said this, and could I have, you know, done this, and you go through that, and for 20 something years I've had those thoughts come to me. But like a year ago, and I was feeling weighed down, and it's like all these things, like all my imperfections, and how did I do on Sunday, and was I good enough for myself, not for anybody else, but did I feel good enough myself? And I go through all these gymnastics in my mind, and God said, why do you even care? I heard the Lord say, why do you even care what you feel right now? So you feel down, so you feel depressed. Don't you know that's gonna go away? It might go away in an hour, it might go away in a day. Stop giving attention to it and it'll go away a whole lot faster. And then as soon as I heard that voice and felt that, it was like it didn't matter to me anymore. I was completely set free. Instead of like fighting the feelings, just realize that they don't matter. Who cares what you feel? Your feelings are not God. Your feelings don't have scars in their hands and a nail print in their feet and a hole in their side. We give our feelings more attention than we give to Jesus, and he's the one that died for us. So do not trust your feelings. Like, have your feelings and feel free to feel anything you want to feel, but don't give it power to control you. That's how I got set free from it. This is so liberating for me to not have to care how I feel, rather than thinking I'm doing something wrong, that's why I feel this way, or I have a crisis, that's why I feel this way, or I have an emotional problem, that's why I feel this way. I don't think that anymore, but I used to think that. Now when the feelings come, I kind of laugh, like they don't have any power over me anymore. They don't have any power over my decision, my choice. I'm still gonna walk in love. I'm still gonna do my best to be kind. I'm still gonna trust God. I'm still gonna sing. I'm not gonna let it make me, like, I'm gonna just sing when I'm sad. I'm gonna sing when I'm glad. I'm gonna sing. We shouldn't just wait to worship God when we feel like it, when we feel good. We should just like be like, you know what? It doesn't matter what I feel like. I'm gonna put on Kanye's new album and I'm gonna worship God. Or whatever you wanna play. I can worship God to anything. I can worship God to, you know, Come On Baby Light My Fire, which is a song from The Doors like 50 years ago. But feelings are great when they're positive, but they're not so great when they're negative. So I just learned I'm not riding the roller coaster anymore. They're there, but they're not my guide. They're not my God. They're not my crisis anymore. They're not really my problem anymore. I don't even care. Sometimes it's a feeling because your chemicals in your body are going off in a different way. Sometimes it's a feeling because it's dark and dreary out and it's only October. Sometimes it's the sun is out and it's shining. You're like, this is going to be a great day. And like, you got to be like, it's going to be a great day because you're great. It's going to be a great day because God loves you. It's going to be a great day because God said he's going to make you great.